Friend, welcome to 500 Seconds to Joy. I'm Stephanie Clarice, a wife and mom with a heart for encouraging other Christian mamas. Join me each week as we meditate on God's Word, learn to love our vocation of motherhood even more, and grow in our faith life. It is truly a joy to have you here and be on this journey with you. Let's begin our 500 Seconds to Joy. Hey there, friends. I am so happy you're here today. Let's dive right in. So our verses of the week are from the Gospel of Luke. This is the story of Martha and Mary. This is Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42. Now as they went on their way, he entered a village, he meaning Jesus. He entered a village, and a woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving. And she went to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things. One thing is needful. Mary has chosen the good portion, which shall not be taken away from her." So this is probably a familiar story, Martha and Mary, and I know I've talked about this on the podcast before, but I wanted to start with this story because today is all about the better part. So what is the better part? What does it mean to choose the better portion, the better part in our daily lives as moms, as wives, as homemakers, as homeschoolers, as drivers in the carpool lane, whatever it is you're doing. We're supposed to do it all to the glory of God. And we're supposed to be close to Jesus, right? We're supposed to choose him. We're supposed to sit at his feet. But what does that mean day to day? It's very complex. And Jenna and I are going to talk about this. And we're also just going to let the Holy Spirit lead our discussion. It was such a fun conversation. So Jenna is my friend in real life. And if you didn't listen to the last podcast episode where I talked to my mom, definitely go check that out. Her book is called Resting on a Pillow of Prayers, Poems of Loss, Hope, and Healing. Her name is Jennifer Fishlemp, and you want to go check out her book. You can go on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the places you can get books. And in the beginning of that episode, I kind of let you know what I've been up to lately, because I've taken a long time off podcasting, and what's next for the podcast. And so what's next, you're going to hear in this episode with Jenna, is that Jenna is going to be taking over my podcast, and it's a whole rebrand. So 500 Seconds to Joy podcast is no more, sadly, at least for now. And Jenna's podcast is called The Better Part. Now, you don't need to do anything. You can stay subscribed and follow me and everything, all that good stuff. And what's going to happen is you'll see in January, Jenna's podcast will come out and she'll have a beautiful series. I believe the first one is going to be about prayer. And I know her podcast is going to encourage you. So let's just dive into the episode today where you can hear from Jenna and myself. And you can hear a little bit more about what's to come. And I'm just so excited. And thank you for being here. I love recording podcasts. I love the journey I've been on with the podcast. And yet my daily life calls me. I hear my baby crying. So I'm going to go and I'm going to let you listen to Jenna and I talk about the better part. And I pray that you choose the better part in your daily life. Ask God for the grace to do that. I'm doing it too. I am so grateful for you. Enjoy this episode. Hey, Jenna.
Hi.
Welcome to the podcast.
I'm so glad to be here. Thank you very much.
So happy to have you. Mm-hmm. And Justin's crashing the party.
Not crashing. He's making the party. He's so cute.
I love it. Thanks. Yeah. I'm so happy you're here. Well, everybody, this is my farewell episode.
Oh, my gosh. Everyone's crying.
I'm excited. I'm sad. I'm just hopeful, though, because Jenna will be taking over and doing her own thing, but similar, like just trying to seek God in the everyday. Mm. We're just everyday average moms trying to grow in holiness. And so I'm just excited to talk with you. I'm excited to introduce you to all the listeners, because I know they're going to want to listen to your podcast. And I'm excited to share just kind of about how God's been working in my life and leading me away from podcasting and just sort of towards some other things, just really focusing on my family right now. So do you want to start by talking about the better part?
I'm so excited. Yeah. I'm really sad because I love your podcast and I love hearing your voice, but also really excited. And also just, I'm excited because I think it's where God wants this to go. I think both of us feel that way. Mm-hmm. And where he is, that's where we want to be. So I'm super excited to see what he wants to do, ready for what he wants to uncover here. And yeah, sad but happy, just like you.
So. I know. And well, and your podcast, I feel like, so the better part is the title of your podcast.
Yeah.
And so you're going to be taking over. So you won't see 500 Seconds to Joy anymore, anybody. I'm sure I will podcast one day in the future and you might get an email or two from me because I still love emailing people. But, you know, now it will be the better part. And so why the better part? Mm. I always feel like it's fun to hear like why this name. First of all, it comes from God. Like he inspires everything, right? And that's why we podcast, because God has asked us to and he's inspired us to. So I know he inspired the name, but can you share a little bit more about the name?
Yeah, 100%. No, he 100% inspired it. And I really love it. So I'm super excited.
I love it too.
Yeah. So it comes from the story of Martha and Mary, who we love and know well. We've read about them in the Bible. I'm sure that a lot of these listeners know this story really well. And I think that a lot of moms, when they read this story, feel convicted because they feel a relationship with Martha. They feel kinship with her in just trying to do what needs to be done around the house and for the guests and for whoever's there and taking care of everything. And Jesus kind of rebukes her a little bit when she's kind of mad at her sister Mary. And he says, Mary has chosen the better part and it won't be taken from her. And I think that I can struggle with that because I know that God has given me my children. And I know that he's given me callings in my life. And I know he doesn't want my house to be in chaos. He doesn't want my children to just eat Cheerios all day. Like, I know that he wants me to do things around the house. I know that he wants me to do work. But what does it look like to choose the better part amidst all of that? Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've talked about this before, but I think that a lot of times we can be like, okay, we need to set aside all the housework and just be at the feet of Jesus. I just need to be in scripture all the time. And then those pesky babies start crying. and we're like, dang it, this is the better part.
Like, I know, I was choosing you, Jesus.
Yeah, I'm trying to read scripture here. And I think that sometimes God works through that baby, and that's how he wants us to get to know him. That's how he wants to love us. And so I think that a lot of motherhood, we're kind of dealing in that tension. We're trying to figure out, when is the right time to do what, and what is he calling us to in each given moment? And that's what I really want to kind of focus on in the podcast, in all kind of aspects of life. So that's the
main. I'm excited to listen to it because I need that reminder to choose the better part personally. And I know we both do. And we were talking about this, like, we're on the journey with everybody listening, right? Like, we're not experts. And I've always said that on the podcast. I'm not an expert. And I know you feel the same way. Neither of us have it, quote unquote, figured out. We are trying every day to figure out what is the better part. And I think what's something beautiful is that the Holy Spirit does reveal it to us, but we have to slow down enough to listen. And I feel like that's something else I've talked about on the podcast, just like slowing down, just being able to get quiet with God. And however that looks, like, maybe the quiet is not actually quiet. Like, maybe there's actually a baby crying, or there's a toddler pulling on your leg or yelling mom in the background, but you're like just trying to slow down and be like, Holy Spirit, where do you want me? What is the better part right now?
Right.
So I'm excited because I know that you're going to dive into that. I know that you try to stay close to God and listen to the movements of the spirit. Mm-hmm. I feel like both of us try to do that as best mm-hmm. we can in our lives. Mm-hmm. And I'm curious for you in your life right now in mm-hmm. this season, pregnant with number 7,
yeah.
you know, and your oldest is, she's about
she
to
just
be 10,
turned 10,
right?
She turned 10 on Thursday. Yeah.
So you're going to mm-hmm. have 7 kids, 10 and under. That's a lot. I mean, that's a lot for anybody. It's a blessing, but it's a lot. And so what does it look like right now in your life to choose the better part? What does that even look like right now?
Gosh. Yeah, that's right?
It's a big question.
That's the question, right? That's what we're trying to figure out. And that's what God's kind of leading us to. But, you know, when you were talking, I was just thinking, yeah, it's slowing down. And it's also, it's leaning on that relationship, right? We were talking earlier about our tendency to want to make prayer and our prayer life, you know, box checking. Okay, I did my rosary. I did my scripture reading. I did my journaling, all these things. Now I'm a good Catholic. Now I'm a good daughter of God because I did all of these things. And we were just kind of quoting Father Jacques Philippe, where you were saying, what is it all for? Mm-hmm. All of these things are in order to bring us closer to Jesus and to the Holy Spirit. And I think that you cannot know the better part. You cannot make these decisions aligned perfectly with the Holy Spirit unless you actually know what his voice sounds like. And I think for me, I am working on humility. I think that's something that God is really showing me, is a way that I can grow, is just coming to him as often as I can, but also knowing that I am not in control of exactly what that looks like, and allowing him to love me, fuel me, teach me. And as I get to know him more, that's how I'm able to hear him moment to moment saying, now is the time to take care of the child. Now is the time to wash dishes. Now is the time to set aside the dishes so that you can spend time in prayer. Mm. So
that's beautiful. Sometimes I wish God would come down and be like, Stephanie, right now you should do this.
I know.
But in a way he does do that. Mm-hmm. It's just quieter. It's like, mm-hmm. you know, the verse about God wasn't in the fire. He wasn't in the earthquake.
Yeah.
It was a still small voice. Mm-hmm. And so I always
Elijah.
Uh-huh. And I'm always like, yeah, oh man. Like, but it's not quiet enough in my house to hear the still small voice.
I know. It sounds so different.
But it's the quietness of your soul and your spirit. And I feel like both of us are trying to do that, right? Mm. And so I feel like that's what your podcast is going to explore, is growing in holiness, growing in closeness with God, like having a real relationship with Jesus. I feel like, you know, it's so easy to box check. It's so easy to just quickly read the readings and not even really let your whole self be immersed in it. Cause it's like Deuteronomy, love the Lord with your whole heart, mind, yeah. soul, like with your whole self. Yeah. And so you have to be like fully engaged. So I'm hoping, Jenna's hoping, like all of us are hoping that this time that you've spent listening to 500 Seconds Joy mm-hmm. and then coming up listening to the better part, like it will lead you into this relationship with Jesus. Mm-hmm. Like it's not meant to replace your prayer time. Mm-hmm. It's not meant to, you know, be us telling you what to do or being mm-hmm. experts, but it's meant to like lead mm-hmm. us into deeper relationship with mm-hmm. the person of Jesus. So yeah, I'm just excited about your podcast. Oh. And I'm just honored that you would want to take on this audience, because you all know I love you and I will miss you all. And, but I feel so confident that you all will love hearing from Jenna and just mm-hmm. learning from her. Like we're friends in real life and we have a lot of similarities, a lot of things that we're both striving for. And I think one of them is sainthood, right? Like mm. wanting to get to heaven one day. Mm. And so we want to lead all of you there. Like we want to show you the way. We want you to show us the way. We want Jesus to be the way and the truth and life for each of us. Mm. And so I'm really excited about, you know, your podcast, and tell us when you're launching.
I know. So launching the start of the year, the first week of the year, I'm forgetting the actual date. Do you remember?
No, I don't.
Oh, that's like going to be
January something.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
We'll put it in the show notes, mm-hmm. guys.
It'll be the first week of the year. Yeah,
this is a very organic conversation.
I'm just like, we're kind of just enjoying ourselves.
We're just having so much fun. Yeah, the first week of January in 2024.
Yeah.
Which is weird to say. I'm like, how is that coming up so quickly?
It feels like I just got used to writing 23.
I know, me too. Yeah. So what can, you know, it always evolves, right? Like I've hosted this podcast for years, so it's evolved over time. Mm-hmm. But what are you kind of thinking, and what can people kind of expect mm-hmm. once you launch?
Yeah. So just like you said, it's kind of the same heart, the same mission. It's based on the same people, the same audience, because we're sisters with all of these listeners and care so deeply about the Christian moms and what we're going through. But it is going to be a little bit different in that you have always been so diligent about weekly sharing episodes, which is such a gift and blessing to all of us listeners. But this is going to be more of a focused mini series format. So I call it a mini series. You know, old shows back in the day when they were on normal TV and not just on streaming services, shows would be like 23 episodes, I think was the standard length. And now we have all these mini series, right, that are more like 7 episodes, 10 episodes. So this is kind of a more of a mini series format where there will be kind of a focused topic for the series. And then a little bit of a pause, a little bit of a break between the different series, and then communication throughout about what the next series will be. And I think this will be really useful. I really love series in general, and in podcasts, I really love them because oftentimes if there's a particular thing I'm working on or something that God's leading me to, I can go back to a specific series and it helps me along the way. Or if I have a friend going through a specific thing, I can be like, oh, listen to this series about prayer, about motherhood, about new motherhood, about all these different things. So I think that it'll be useful to listeners, and hopefully people can get things from them, even if they're not particularly focused on that topic. But I'm hoping to have focused topics for each mini series, as well as discussion questions that a group of women could do in a small group setting, or maybe with one friend, something like that, even go through with their spouse, just to help the growth and help communal growth together. So that's the hope. That's the goal. So we're going to start, the first series is going to be on prayer and kind of developing that consistent prayer so that we can develop our relationships even more. And just some ideas, thoughts, ways we can grow together.
I'm excited. I really need to always immerse myself in like good audio, video, anything that's like positive, uplifting, specifically about prayer, because that is the struggle for each of us. Like, especially young moms, like, wouldn't you say most young moms wanting to grow in their faith are like, oh, praying.
It's hard.
It's hard. It's a struggle. And it is a battle. I mean, we are not.
And it changes because our children are changing all the time. Our nap times are changing.
We're not able to be like, needs are changing. Let's do this for the next 10 years.
Yeah. Which is something that we maybe could have done in single life or in married without kids life. Just not the reality when you have little ones and even big ones, right? Like you have preteens and teens going through things, and it just changes your schedule and what you're praying about and how you're praying and all that stuff.
I think that's a good first topic. I'm excited about it. So I hope you all, what you want to do is make sure you stay subscribed, you know, make sure you follow the podcast, because I feel like, you know, you're going to want to definitely tune in to prayer. Like everybody needs that series. Like if you do something about new motherhood, you know, maybe you're not a new mom who's listening, like maybe you're further into it or your grandma or something, but everybody needs a series about prayer. So I feel like that's a great first series. And, you know, just stick around and check it out, because I feel like Jenna and I, like I said, are very similar. We have similar goals, and I feel like you all will enjoy the better part.
I'm so excited. And there's also, well, to give little teasers, right, for this, there's so many incredible like Ignatian exercises that have been used through the ages by all kinds of people that are so wonderful that have kind of been lost and we don't necessarily take advantage of. So I'm so excited to kind of uncover some of those. Some prayers I think are going to be so good. But I do want to talk to you because we're so excited about the better part. Both of us are. But for the listeners, for me, for you, I would love to talk about 500 Seconds to Joy for a little bit. I would love to hear, you did this for what, 3.5 years?
Yep.
Diligently, y'all. Stephanie was just telling me that she had one episode that came a day late. Did you guys hear that one? Do you remember that? I bet you were so mad at her. Just joking. No. I'm sure everyone would understand. I think everyone probably expected you to be a little bit less on the ball than you were. But 3.5 years. I mean, I would love to just hear your reflections on that. Can you tell me some of the most joyful moments through that time? Some of the hardest moments? Like, I would just love to hear your reflections on that beautiful season in your life.
Yeah, it's been such a fun journey. And just getting to know so many people, getting to interview so many wonderful guests, authors, speakers, you know, just really inspiring people who have actually really changed my life. There was one guest, I think her name's Lisa, and she had this recommendation to have your Bible out on the counter. And I don't know if I had heard that before, if it was the first time, but it just really stuck with me. And so ever since she said that, I had my Bible out on the counter, not always open, but on the counter as like a visual reminder. I'm so visual. And so that was just so like really changed my Bible reading, helped me read the Bible more. So like truly the podcast has helped me grow in my faith life, which is crazy to say. Like, how could hosting a podcast help me grow in my faith life, help me grow closer to God, help me to just really own my faith too? Because I've interviewed Catholics, I've interviewed non-Catholic Christians, I've interviewed people that think very differently, maybe, like, you know, maybe not even Christian, right? And mostly Christian. But, you know, it's just really helped me clarify, like, this is what I believe, and I'm proud of it. And I'm happy about it. And I love being Catholic. And I love all Christians. And I pray for Christians to be united in their faith. And I've always had that heart. And so that's been beautiful too. Like just to talk to so many Christians, Christian women who just are just trying to figure it out too. Like they're trying to grow in holiness as well. And all different ages. So that's been really fun. My favorite part is definitely the interviews, like getting to know all these wonderful people. And it was wonderful just recording on the fly by myself too. But the interviews have stuck out to me because I've talked to some really cool people and some people that I couldn't believe they'd want to be on my podcast. I'm so like, cool. What? Just very humbling, I would say. And just also I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot from some great guests and gotten to read so many good books. Really fun. Really fun to have people send books. And yeah, it's just so fun to get to chat with people. And also when you're a mom with little kids, especially because I started it when all the kids were really little and not really having very interesting conversations, right? Not very stimulating.
Yeah, a lot of repetition.
It was kind of like a lot of little kid talks. It was fun to have adult conversations. And especially during 2020, 2021, when there wasn't as much adult interaction out in the real world, I was talking to people on the podcast. So I got filled up that way. So anyway, God has just provided so much through the podcast. It's such a blessing. And I would say the hardest part was just the being consistent, actually, like having to do something every week and kind of the toll that took on my family because I think it's really wise for doing the series because I think it's healthy to take breaks. And even, you know, in the week, right, we have Sunday as our rest day. I never took a rest. And I think that wasn't wise. That was unwise. That was like too much. I was so in love with it that I couldn't see that it was negatively affecting my family. I mean, not in like some ridiculous, catastrophic way, but you know, they felt a little pushed aside or just different moments where I could have chosen the better part and chosen them over the podcast. But I chose the podcast because I wanted it to go out on time. So I would say that was the hardest part was every week. And I kind of just put that pressure on myself, which was so silly. It was an arbitrary thing. I could have taken time off. I could have taken breaks. But, and I did take time off when I had like, quote unquote, on maternity leave. And I had other people record episodes, but I had them all go out still. Right. Like, it was still every week, which was just insane now that I think about that.
It's,
like,
it blows my mind. It blows my mind. What was I doing? I'm really impressed, but yeah. No, I get that. Yeah.
I did. I loved it so much. And then it was so funny when God asked me to step away. I felt him clearly tap me on the shoulder and be like, step away. And I realized I love God and my family more than the podcast. And I always have. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't that I was choosing the podcast over them because I love the podcast more. Mm-hmm. It's just that I felt like I needed to do it. I'm like, I needed to check this box and be like, oh, I have my weekly podcast. And so that's a little bit of pride in there. And so God has humbled me in a lot of ways through the podcast and just shown me things about myself. And it's just been such a good experience for me, like just such a blessing. But now I feel blessed to move on and to pass it on to you and just be like, this was a great season. And will I come back to podcasting one day? I don't know. Maybe I'll be a guest on yours. Maybe I'll host another podcast one day. Like, you know,
maybe you'll just join me again and we'll just do it together. Yeah.
That is very possible.
That sounds fun.
That sounds fun. Yes. Would be like this. I think y'all would like it.
We would like it. Yeah. No, I remember you told me that because when I've discerned podcasting, even before this was a possibility, but this is something that's kind of been pressed on my heart for years and it wasn't the right time. And there have been a lot of times that I've talked to you about it because I just value your wisdom so much and your experience. And you shared with me, I was wondering, oh, is this going to take away from my prayer life? Is this going to take away from my relationship with God? And you told me, my faith life has only grown. Like, my relationship with God has grown because of the podcast. And you pointed to some of the things that you've just said, but you also said something about it almost held you accountable because in some ways you'd be talking about a topic and you'd be like, I can't speak on this until I actually speak with the Lord about it. And it would be kind of a little moment, a reminder like, oh, set this aside. Let me actually talk to the one who knows everything and knows me. And he can guide this, you know. And I just think that's beautiful. And I think it also points to your humility. And it points to just your relationship with the Lord, knowing that he knows best and he wants what's best for this and for you. So, yeah, man, it is so fun to hear about the interviews too. How exciting and cool. Because I love both the different kinds of episodes. I love the interviews and I also love your stuff that you did on your own too. So is there anything, you know, thinking about these listeners, you know, you've done it you did it diligently week by week by week, partly because you're like a little type A, but partly because you care deeply about these listeners.
True.
And you care about where they're at and you want to be there with them. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, thinking back on this, is there anything that you would like to say to your listeners, just like as their friend, as someone that's been in their AirPods or whatever?
Yes, I know. Yeah. Well, thank you for listening. And I pray you continue listening because truly Jenna and I don't know, I feel like we just are so similar but also different in the best ways, like complementary, and we spur each other on. And I just feel like both of us have things to share, and it's because God's working through us. Like, we want to be vessels, and I feel like we're both open to that. So I feel like that's maybe what you see when you hear from us. It's often the Holy Spirit working, but it's not our doing. It's because we're like, God, I'm open. Please use me. And so anyway, I just want to say thank you for listening and, you know, continue listening. Listen to the better part. And, you know, just the encouragement that I've always wanted to give is that God has so much mercy for each of us. Like, God just loves each of us so uniquely. He has mercy for each of us. Like, no matter what you've done, no matter how you've shown up today, like, his mercies are new every morning. And so I think my encouragement and just what I want to leave people with is just that God is for you, that he's full of love for each of us. And it's so unique too. Like, he wants to meet you in a personal way. And I think the podcast has always been my way to use my voice to just encourage all of you listeners that he wants to have a relationship with you. And because I can't go out and be a missionary somewhere, I feel like, okay, well, my mission field is at home with my family, but also the podcast has been a way to be like, hey, y'all, like,
speaking the truth.
I want to be a missionary on, you know, audio, like through the podcast. And I feel like that's how podcasts can be nowadays. Like, you can speak to anybody in any part of the country, the world. It's amazing. I looked at who was listening and I saw people all over the world, so many countries. I forget how many I counted, but I was like, people are listening all over, like in Africa, in India, you know, so these countries where I'm like, what is happening there?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. There might be persecution, like real persecution.
Right.
And I just want you all to know that God's for you. Like he cares about you. He loves you. He wants to have a relationship with you. And it's not trite to say God loves you. Like it's real and his mercy is real and he's a real person. So he's a real person you want to have a real relationship with. And so that's my heart, and that's always been why I've done the podcast. And I know that's why Jenna's doing the podcast now, because both of us want all of you listening to have a real relationship with Jesus, have that fulfillment, and have us all be in heaven one day. Like, that's the point. This life is passing. So let's just all remember God is for us. God is merciful. Thank you for listening.
Oh my goodness. That was so beautiful. Thank you so much for saying all that.
You're welcome.
Wow. Well, I'm so, so happy that we get to do this.
Me too.
I'm so glad
Justin cooperated.
I am proud of him.
He slept the whole time.
You've also worked hard to get to this moment. So good job, Stephanie. I'm so, so thankful. So thankful that we got to sit down and do this. I've been looking forward to it since we talked about it. Who knows, 6 weeks ago, eight weeks ago.
We've both been excited about
this.
We
have been. So I'm so excited. And thank you so much for taking the time to share with your listeners, me included. It just makes me really happy to hear your side of all of it. And I'm so excited for the next step in the journey. I'm so excited. Really looking forward to it. I would love, would it be okay with you if we send out maybe like a survey to your listeners?
Great idea.
I would love to hear from listeners what the most important things to them are for the podcast. I would love to hear about length. I would love to hear about topics. I would love to hear about anything that you want to share, because that would be so helpful to me to provide the content that you need. So
love that.
Yeah.
I'll put that in the show notes. We'll put a link there.
Thank you.
And then you all please fill that out, because it's for you.
Yeah.
We're doing this for you.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's a great idea. I would love that.
I would really love that, because I'm in the process of recording the first series, but I would be ready to change things if I realized that the listeners are really needing something, you know, in particular. So.
And that just shows your heart. I mean, that just shows Jenna's heart. She cares about you all, and she doesn't even know you yet, but she will. She'll get to know you. I know you'll get to know her.
So excited.
I'm just excited. Yeah.
Cool. Well, beautiful. Should we finish with a bye for now?
I know. I was thinking that. I was like, okay, y'all.
I know. You're so used. Okay, ready? Should we do it together?
Yeah, let's do it.
Bye for now.